is Will Tinkin.
Thanks for listening to the Bitter Comics Podcast. And here's your host, JT Foreman.
Good job, dude. Can I have a high five?
Yes.
Good job. That's really nice.
Hey, Will, thanks a lot, and this is the Bitter Comics Podcast. You know, I'm really surprised that his dad lets him come out here at 11 o'clock at night to record the intro every week.
Go home, children.
Yeah, I know. You know,
he needs the $5.
Yeah, he does need the $5.
Wait a minute, you're paying him $5?
No, of course not.
And all we get is water.
This is bullshit.
Hey, look, I offered you a Pepsi Next. You didn't want one.
Hey, you know, Pepsi Next. It's not made by Hostess. I can tell you
it's
that.
Not.
Yep. But we got our blood pressure taken for free.
You know what? That's true.
So you know, usually you have to go to a drugstore to get your blood pressure taken for
inaccurately.
Free.
Inaccurately. And it costs you a quarter.
Yeah.
It does?
Oh, they charge now?
I thought they did.
Well, I know gas stations used to give air for free, and now the thing has a machine and that you got to put money into them to have most gas stations now.
Right, to run the compressor.
Yeah.
If you buy gas, they have to let you get water and air for free.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to remember that. Next time I spend $45 filling my 8-gallon gas tank.
Slap the shit out of him and take it. Say, look, I'm taking the air. You should.
You can live without the fucking quarter, goddammit. Give me my goddamn air and water. I don't even need air in my tires, but I don't care. You're going to give me some air.
Well, and you know, I told the joke tonight where talked about the lady in there for 50 cents in the laundromat.
Right, right.
50 cents back. Well, not only did I have that or she said that to me, but I went to the laundromat today and I put in enough money in a giant dryer for 30 minutes, put $1.50 in, and it didn't work, and I asked for my money back too.
Really?
Yeah. And they didn't give it to me, and I was pissed. I was like,
they didn't give it to you? What did they say?
They're like, oh, well, it works now. And I'm like, feel my clothes.
And they said, tough shit.
Yeah. And I said, well, you obviously don't need my business. So. Yeah.
Is there another laundromat in the area?
Yeah, I'm going to speak to the manager. The guy that wanted to give me the blowjob.
Oh, okay.
I mean, so.
Where was this Walmart? Where was this laundromat at?
The one that ripped me off on McKinley and Palm, right there next to 7-Eleven.
McKinley? Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. All right. It's actually a nice place inside, but apparently if you choose the wrong dryer, you're SOL.
It's like a game.
I find that is the case at almost any laundromat. When I have had to go to laundromats in the past, it takes me a while to figure out which dryers to use because there always seems to be a few of them that don't work right.
Maybe it's because our clothes are bigger than everyone else's.
That could be it.
That could be it too. I've learned something. Now I'm just going to put in a quarter and I'm going to check.
Yeah.
So
put in one quarter, see how it goes.
Would have saved you $1.50. Would have saved you $1.25.
$1.25. Do you know what you can get for $1.25, Terry?
A good divorce lawyer.
If you're in the Tower District, there's a lot of things you can
get. Hey!
Well,
set of nuts!
As I said, welcome to Bitter Comics Podcast. This is episode 65.
Bitter.
Right on.
I am here with my good friends, Dave Brasseau.
Thank you.
And Terry the Beast. Michaels.
Meow.
I am JT Foreman, and we begin once again with our opening segment.
Are we still doing that?
We're still doing that.
All right, I'm just checking. It's been a while since I've been on the podcast.
Yes, it is.
But it's my first time, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're cheating.
Well, this is our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode.
There's no probably about this.
That's true. So for my insensitivity in episode 64... I would like to apologize to black people, my mixing board, my microphones, pickup lines, Danny Minch, and brewing.
Wait a minute. What?
Brewing.
Brewing.
Yes.
Like as in beer brewing?
Yes, beer brewing.
Oh, okay.
And you have to apologize to that? How did you insult beer brewing?
Well, last episode, my guest was Torrio Van Grohl, and he and a couple of friends of his have a brewing business that they're starting up, making
really?
They're called the Yeasty homebrew. Boys.
Yeah, Yeasty Boys. It's 41 Oaks Brewery. I believe it's just 41oaks.com.
Is it like out of their garage or something?
Well, one of them apparently owns a small farm, and they have it on his property.
Do they have moonshine too?
No, they don't have moonshine.
No, but they've got hemp beer, so that's
a no. Good. They don't have hemp beer. I'm afraid
not.
Where
they got the hemp from?
No, they live up. They all live up near Bass Lake, and they have four kinds of beer. Yeah, they live in the mountains.
Do they have meth beer?
No, no meth beer. No. Not that I'm aware of.
Meth beer. It's kind of like, you know, it's like the Red Bull and Jaeger.
Kind That's of thing, right.
You know? Yeah, pretty much.
Come to try meth, the beer that lasts. For 20 minutes. That's
come for the meth, stay for the beer.
That's the white trash ditch bank Okey speedball.
Exactly.
Instead of heroin and cocaine, you know.
It's meth. The new meth beer. And beer.
Well, you know, at least crack has cocaine in it. Meth is it's like made from the stuff in your cleaning cabinet, basically.
Pine salt. You're going to use pine salt and meth. Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, there's a recipe. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I used to have a copy of this book called The Anarchist Cookbook.
Yes, my dad had it.
It had a recipe for meth in there. It had a recipe for making crack
and bombs.
It had bombs. It had instructions on how to grow pot properly.
Mm.
Popularly.
Say that three times, Joel.
I'm not even going to try. Next week I'm going to have to apologize.
But you can grow poppies too. So that's a
See? That's right. Now you're going to have to apologize to pot. And that's never happened in the history of the world.
Well, you know, I think that Colorado and Washington have done enough to make pot feel good about itself in the last couple of weeks.
Yes, and it's not even for medicinal purposes.
It's exactly.
No, I mean, How is it that Hostess goes out of business the same month pot becomes legal?
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's some bad timing there.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, if they could have just held out for a couple of more weeks. You know, the government bailed out General Motors, why couldn't they bail out Hostess?
Actually, they did bail out Hostess three times in the last 10 years.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, three times in the last 10 years. They kind of...
How the hell does Little Debbie stay in business? Their snack cakes suck.
But they charge 25 cents.
Yeah, that's true.
Non-union, I guess.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's made by three guys named Pedro in a small apartment up by Bass Lake.
Yeah.
And they work 24-hour shifts.
That's right.
Exactly. They never sleep.
Man, where is Debbie?
Well,
she's probably not so little anymore.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's big Debbie. She's probably big.
Well,
big
yeah. Debbie's. I mean, you've seen Wendy.
Yeah.
She's doing the commercial. She's a little bit on the big side.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, her dad's dead.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he croaked.
Well, if anyone out there would like to know specifically why I'm apologizing to each of these things, just go to the website, bittercomics.podbean.com, and check out episode 64 and all our previous episodes. If you would like to subscribe to the podcast, please go to that website and scroll down a little bit. On the right-hand side of the page, there are buttons you can click on to subscribe using iTunes, Google, and your My Yahoo account.
Wow.
And if you feel I owe any additional apologies, please send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com, and in the subject line, please put, JT, you don't drink, you have no business talking about brewing.
Okay. How many emails a week do you get, Joel?
I've gotten one email.
Really?
All right.
One
cool.
total?
Yes, one total.
In the two years
we've been doing this podcast, I've gotten one email.
Was that the one where they told us to quit picking on
John Jones? Yeah, you guys are real hard on the black guy, is what he said, yeah. This was a dude who works for a computer company in Texas telling us we're being too hard on the black guy.
Really?
That's why I felt I had to start apologizing to black people.
Oh, so it's guilt. More white guilt.
I know. There's plenty to go around.
There is.
There's a lot of white guilt in this room alone.
No, I don't have any guilt. Absolutely not.
Yeah. Do we have a language issue here on anything?
No, this is on the internet, and I put an explicit tag on it so you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, look, I was married to a black woman. I have no black guilt.
Oh, okay.
She took half my shit, so this, because once you go
black... We're going to call that reparations.
Yeah, once you go black, you don't get your wallet back. I'm just saying. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize to black people.
Well, hey, guys.
I don't know any to apologize to, so I guess I'm okay. You know.
Well, okay.
You know what?
That's almost racist.
Now my pastor's black. It's okay.
Word.
Well, I grew up in Clovis.
Actually, is the name of the church? Is the Word?
The Word. I swear. The pastor at the Word is black. Hilarious. Are you kidding me?
His name is J.R. Coleman.
That's awesome.
The Word.
That shit is hilarious.
That's one of the most awesome things I've ever read in my
itself.
Life.
Itself. That is there is comedy and truth.
Yes,
that's hilarious.
That's where the comedy gods are at. I think that's awesome.
At the Word, come down to the Word. You could. That's. Do they have a rap?
Actually, I think you're supposed to go Word up.
Word up. That's right.
So come up to the Word.
Yeah. Now the funny thing about that was he goes like this. He goes, I am not African American. And he goes, I'm a black man from the hood in L.A. End of story. And my kids, one time I had said that he was black. And my kids are like, no, he's not. And I said, yes, he is. They said, no, he's African-American. So I told him what he said. Plus, he's 6'6", 290 pounds.
That man's black.
And if he says he's black, I don't have a problem with that.
He could say he's white. Well, it's like, hey, what's up, John?
Unless he believes in the five-fold ministry and keeps a couple unsaved brothers around. That's his whole thing. And you're like,
oh, I like right, this fine. Church. Yeah. Where is this church, Dave? It's I'm going to church tomorrow.
That. Actually, yeah, it is tomorrow, isn't it?
My team is on a bye week. I'm going to church.
Apologize to the Word.
The Word Community Church. Where Pastor J.R. Coleman. It's at what's the name of the school? It's at B-Man Elementary School, I guess. It's over there on Peach and Willow.
Peach, okay, yeah. So
there's the school right there, services. It's a very, it's a multi, sure. every race.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, it's really uh-huh. cool. They don't celebrate Black History Month. They do all cultures. So, because we've got Filipino, we've got sure. black, we've got Hispanic, we've got white.
Joel, sure, you'd be welcome there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. White and Filipino.
Well, my girlfriend is Filipino.
Exactly.
She's Catholic, though.
Really? That's yeah, interesting.
Catholic. Most Catholic or most Filipinos are.
Okay. She's not happy about the fact that I'm an atheist either.
It has to do with the
I forgot about that.
It has to do with the Spanish coming into the Philippines.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like Johnny Pineda always talks about, if you don't know Spanish, learn. Spanish is the language of the white conquerors. it really is, isn't it?
I don't know. I wasn't
so there. I don't understand.
I'm Irish.
Yeah, my Irish family got here around 1900, and so we didn't get here until all of that stuff
just was before done World War I. My great grandmother and grandfather came from Ireland, and I said, we'll go to America.
Got drafted just in time to be sent back.
Yeah,
yeah. Got here just in time to be drafted. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, my grandparents were the first ones here for our family too.
Yeah, and then I guess some of my family fucked some Okies.
Yeah.
And there you go.
That explains it.
It was my great grandparents. They immigrated here right around 1900 on both sides of my family.
There you go.
So, yeah.
The word church. This is awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
I may have to go and check it out. I when I was going to church regular, I was going to a biker church, and it was in a bar. Sundays at get this 11 o'clock because they knew nobody was going to get up before then. 11 yeah. o'clock, and when we first started, there were 5 people that would come to church. 4 of them were in the band. So we played hard rock Christian music, and people would show up just like still drunk, and you know, we were all tatted up and hanging out, and our pastor showed up in shorts and flip-flops, and it was awesome. We had a good time. Now the church is huge.
Is it still in the bar?
No, we actually...
they should put a bar in.
Had to put it into a banquet hall.
Yeah. We moved to... remember the old Come and Get It Chicken and Waffles when it was on the Fulton Mall?
No, I don't.
Okay, well...
I only know where it's at now. Right,
Come and Get It Chicken and Waffles used to be on the Fulton Mall. We used to share that building with them. So on Sunday mornings, we would have church there, and Wednesday night, we'd have Bible study and band practice, and then they would come in, so we shared space with them. Interesting. Okay, that was awkward silence.
That was weird. I could tell you about when I was an altar boy.
I was just thinking about the chicken and waffles at Come and Get a Chicken and Waffles. It's good.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm, chicken and waffles so good, make you want to slap your mama.
If you're down in Bakersfield, there's a place called Jay's Chicken and Waffles.
Yeah?
We go there before the shows all the time. That place is... They fillet the chicken out, so it's a bone on one end, like on a thigh, and then you've got a thigh that's like, you know, 6 inches long, so it's battered on both sides. It's awesome.
Hmm.
Yeah. Took Ty Rivera there.
Of all really?
People. Yeah, he loved it.
We went... Joel and I went to Chicken and Waffles last week.
Yeah.
Or was it last weekend? It was...
Yeah, I still have my
you have your regular?
My frequent chicken card
yes.
around. Yeah.
You have a frequent chicken
yes,
card.
Yes. If you get a breast and a waffle... they stamp your card, and after 4 times, the 5th one's free.
Wow.
It's fucking impressive.
Yeah. And what's impressive to me is that they're open for 5 hours Friday night, 4 hours Saturday afternoon, and then 5 hours Saturday night, and that's it.
Oh, no, they're open Wednesday, too.
Oh, they're open Wednesday.
Yeah, I think they're open Wednesday afternoon. Wow.
But and somehow that's enough to stay in business.
By 25%.
Yeah. And somehow that's enough to stay in business, though. I don't know how they do that.
Hey, the service is good.
It is. The service is good.
Food is awesome. Where's
it at now?
It is off Tulare.
It's like East Street?
Tulare and East Street. Oh, it's in the hood.
Yeah.
It is in the hood. If you get off the Fresno and 99 exit, it's right behind the Chevron, two streets back.
Okay. I know where that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm former medic. I've been down there. Seen a lot of shootings and stabbings down in that area.
It's funny. You know, I wonder if that's like a sacred place because, you know, when you go in there, you kind of get this feeling like, it's kind of safe in here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not nervous down there.
Yeah. Well,
until I go outside and I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
I would expect a place that's a really great restaurant to be considered neutral territory because if it's that good and it's open that late at night, nobody wants it to get shut down.
Well, also the other thing is it could be run by the church too because they had there's Corner Blessing Q down in Bakersfield that's actually run by a church. All the profits from the place go towards feeding the homeless. So this could be
interesting.
Like this
I could see that.
Well, you know, when we were there last time, we got there at like 1 a.m, right?
Oh yeah.
And there was a table with six old black ladies at it.
Yeah,
with hats
and,
on.
Yeah, with hats on, and that's church. All who was at, no 1 a.m.
Yeah, but no, they were at a church event that night. That's why we're so late. We did that. We went to Bruce Jingles. We took him to a Denny's late night in Bakersfield, and he had, there was some church function because the ladies had their hats on, the guys were all in suits, and he was apologizing to all the ladies for being drunk. You know, he's like, because he knew it was like his aunts or his aunties or something, sure. He was tripping.
Cool. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to take a break real quick. I'm JT Foreman here with Dave Brasseau and Terry Michaels. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back.
Bitter.
No, that's cool. Keep going. That's our intro music. Go for it.
It's an expensive band, huh? Yeah, motherfucker. Oh, sorry.
This is JT Foreman here with Just Dave and the Beast, Terry Michaels. We are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. All right. So we just came from O'Sullivan's in Fresno, California. Yeah, and there was a comedy show there tonight.
There's no Irish people there. It's a little pissed about it. I'm Irish.
I got a little Irish in me.
Oh!
And I don't appreciate you doing that to me.
Just trying to help.
I didn't push back, though.
No, you did not push back.
Just trying to help.
It's not gay unless you push back.
It's not, well, no, it is, actually.
Okay. Headliner of the show was Claude Stewart. I'd never seen him do comedy before.
He's still jumping around right now.
Yeah, he's still jumping around right now.
Out there, by the way. Thank you. Mix that in, just didn't even have that burp going out.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, you know what? At least I'm not chewing into the mic, right, Terry?
Oh, don't even.
He is not like that.
Son of a bitch.
He used to do a podcast with Bobby Williams and one of Bobby Williams' brother and a friend of theirs. And that friend of theirs who's in Manhattan, he loved to chew while they were doing the podcast.
He would eat candy.
He'd eat candy. He would chew ice.
And you've been around radio and stuff like that. And when I worked in radio, and I've got a degree in speech and communications. I used to do dinner speaking and debating and all this other kind of stuff. So we were taught, I don't know, not to fucking chew gum and candy and shit while you're talking. And this dickhead, we're like broadcasting. You know, we're doing this podcast.
We've got a podcast with like 7,000 or 8,000 subscribers. Yeah, so it's getting to the point where it's starting to get a good customer base. Yeah.
And I freaked out one time. I'm all, look, motherfucker. I said, spit out the food or get the fuck off the microphone.
That was my favorite moment on that show,
yeah,
by the way.
They started using it as the intro of the show of me snapping.
God damn it.
I know. I was like, God damn it. What the fuck? I was mad as hell. So then, yeah, I think I lectured Joel when we first started doing this podcast 2 years ago. I said, look, if we're going to do this, you're not going to chew into the microphone. You're going to this, you're going to that, or I'm going to fucking choke everybody.
I can't stand smacking, chewing like that, popping gum, all that stuff. It's just like, hey, look how low class I am.
Yeah. Well, you know, all of the people who are on my podcast, almost without exception, are stand-up comedians. So, frankly, I expect you to know how to use a friggin' microphone.
That's
you know, and there have been a couple of people that just don't.
That's been used differently.
Yeah.
It was fucked. Yeah. That's what Dave Federhoff told me to do.
Exactly. Well, anyway, so the headliner of the show was Claude Stewart. I'd actually never seen him do comedy before.
Nice guy.
And very nice guy. Great guy. And
I don't like his hair though, because he has it.
Yeah.
Very high energy.
He has too much hair. That upsets me.
And I still haven't seen him do comedy because there wasn't enough room in the room. So we're sitting outside, and like 15 minutes into the show, someone decided to. We're out in the restaurant area. The show was happening. Yeah, I was sitting in the restaurant area. The show was happening inside the banquet room
that held all 28 people.
Yeah,
I think it was like 50. So.
And
there were about 50 people. It was packed.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking I would be able to listen to it, but then like 15 minutes into the show, they decided to turn the music on in the restaurant.
In the bar.
So now I couldn't hear the show. Well,
because the friggin' speaker was right above the door into the show, blasting at us.
I mean, he told them to turn it off.
Yeah.
So, then Federhoff did.
Yeah. But they didn't.
and I got to say, Dave put on a great show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, this is the second time I've seen
Spotlights.
The show there. And Dave... Yeah.
PA system, even though the microphone messed up a little bit.
It was the cord that was messed up.
It was a small stage, but it was a decent stage.
Right.
The audience was there to see comedy for the most part. I mean, I thought...
It was a great show.
For only 2 weeks out, he did a great job. He packed the room.
Yeah.
He had that stage that he had. I've actually used that stage down at Bakersfield one time. Uh-huh. And it was a good thing. I built one like that. Right. It was a good thing that we were using his and not using the one that I built, because mine is about... 10 inches taller, and we would have been hitting the ceiling.
Yeah.
It was a rather small ceiling.
You're a tall guy. I was like, I almost commented on it, but I'm not really that tall.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are taller.
Yeah, if I stand up on my toes, my head would have hit the ceiling. Jeez. It's pretty low clearance. Yeah. But you know what? I'm not jumping around like crazy in my
Claude act.
Like
Claude is, though.
Yeah.
I would like to see you do a set where you're all high energy and crazy.
Yeah, you know, it's sex with my girlfriend isn't high energy.
True enough.
All right.
I mean, there you go. thank God this is not a visual podcast.
No, because the visual I've got is just nasty right now.
It left a bad taste in my mouth, Joel. I appreciate that.
All right. You know, I'm thinking Ambien tonight.
That's the same thing my girlfriend said to me.
Hey, look, when Joel says, "Hey, we're gonna," I said, "Let's do the podcast after the show." I said, "But you're providing snacks." He sends me a text message back and says, "What kind of snacks?" And I said, "Pussy." And he said, "Sorry, I ate all that last night." Folks.
When my girlfriend was
waka
over.
Waka waka.
Yay.
Yeah, and then your girlfriend walked in and got pissed off on you. Yes, she does.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, sorry.
I'd love to tell you more about her, but I'm not allowed.
Because you don't want to have to apologize to her next
one
week.
One of the rules.
Yeah. Welcome to the Pussy Whip Podcast. Hey. I'm your host, JT Foreman.
Well, if you're going to be whipped by something.
Pussy is the thing to be whipped
by. Might as well be pussy.
It's better than dick whipped.
That's true.
Or pistol whipped.
Pistol whipped. Pistol whipped is bad.
Wow. Pistol whip is not good.
I've never been pistol whipped.
But at least pistol whip doesn't end in OUD.
OUD.
No. I'm still.
You're still trying to find another.
What is OUD?
Pursue ends in OUD, and
so does
loud. It was between.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Loud, proud.
Got it.
See, I'm sorry. I apologize to the audience.
That was a callback
to something that happened when we weren't recording, and I probably shouldn't do that.
Are you doing a callback from a gig? Like you're on stage and do a callback from like something you did four months ago?
A callback for the joke that I stopped telling 6 years ago because.
Well, you guys don't get it. You guys are fucking assholes.
Yeah. Okay, this is for Joel.
There you go. Nice.
All right. Can't talk about her. Wow. Stop already. All right. So we got a little whip going on there. That's an app you can download with various different whips.
There's an app for everything.
There is.
That's
there
hilarious. Is. This is like turning into a late night morning show.
Oh yeah.
It's the zoo.
The morning zoo.
Yeah. Everything. Every morning show is like zoo somewhere.
It's yeah.
I used to work at overnights at a radio station, and a guy would come in, and it was the morning zoo, and the guy called himself the gorilla. And this dude would come in, and we still had carts. Now, if you don't know what a cart is, it's an 8-track tape.
Okay.
It looks just like an 8-track tape. We would record stuff on it. You could put a signal on it. You put it in the cart machine. It could send a signal to turn on the other carts, and it was signaled from the board. You could press a button. Problem was, when you had a show, you had to plan out your music like an hour ahead of time.
Okay.
So this guy would come in, smoke a joint at 4 o'clock in the morning, smoke a joint. The whole place would reek of weed. And then he would come in and set up all these cards. But he had the most monstrous voice I'd ever heard my whole life. It was scary. He had a voice that was deeper than James Earl Jones.
Was it the kind of voice you would hear from the singer of a death metal band? That, rah, 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 rah,
rah. No, it wasn't like that.
He was just, Barry White would be like, oh, damn, he got a deep voice.
Yeah, yeah, and it was, and you would look at him and he looked like this. He was just like this old fucking guy. But he was on a radio station that was for young kids. It was like B95, and they played like Madonna and New Kids on the Block. So he was trying to, and he had the number one morning show. It was really weird, but he was the biggest asshole on the face of the planet. I mean, like, hey, man, how's it going? You know, I'm trying to get this music together. All right, sorry, it scared the fuck out of me. It was bad. When I was a young kid, I'm like, sure, excuse me, I'm going to go play New Kids now. Sorry. I'm not really sure what the point of the story was.
Oh, that's cool.
But hey, that's good entertainment, though. Thanks for sharing the story.
All right. Usually that, or I just started masturbating.
What were we talking about?
Okay, those are two images I've got now. Really, Joel fucking his girlfriend and Terry masturbating while watching Joel fucking his girlfriend.
Wow. Wow. That's only happened once.
I know, but it's been downloaded 622,000 times.
Oh. She still doesn't really? Know about that.
God,
so
we can make some money.
Keep that
there.
Shit.
Anyway, go ahead, Joel. I'm sorry.
I don't. Where were we?
I really wish I knew what we were talking about before.
We were talking about the comedy show tonight.
Okay, that's the comedy right. show. That's right. Okay, Sunday. Yeah. Well, I actually wasn't on the bill, but showing up for immoral support. You guys were nice enough to talk them into letting me do a set.
I wasn't trying to be nice. I didn't want to go up there to a cold audience. I wanted you to take the bullet.
Yeah, nobody wants to go up to a cold audience,
yeah,
do they?
So
I don't mind that, actually. And I did okay.
You
and,
did really well. It was really good. And
I was proud.
I started to cry.
I still am very proud of the intro for you that I came up with. I felt like
Obi-Wan going up there like...
It's like this guy, he's like the grizzled veteran, you know, he's almost a mentor to me. He's like the grizzled veteran that you meet in the first year of doing comedy, except the problem is I didn't meet him until I'd been doing comedy for 10 years, so it was too damn late to do me any fucking good.
So I haven't learned shit from this guy. Fuck him.
Basically.
I haven't learned anything from him. Fuck him. Here comes Terry. Hey,
how you guys doing? But it was a lot of fun, as it always is. And so, thanks for having me, and thanks for coming to do the podcast tonight.
Word.
Oh, dark 30 in the morning. You guys...
Sorry, we went to church for a second.
We did.
Church.
Word. Okay. The word is amen, apparently.
Amen. The word is amen. We're having a come to Jesus moment right here.
So we're going to change the lyrics to the bird is the word. Amen is the word.
That guy's got a problem. Sure, he's got a better car than I do.
Yeah, that's true.
So he can come.
Well, the Lord wants him to have terrible gas mileage, I guess. I don't know. What would Jesus do? He'd own a Prius.
Well, did you guys hear about this? And as long as we're talking about Jesus, and this is true, it's a college that is doing research on this piece of a scroll that they have found.
Yeah.
That they think is in the writing of Jesus, and he mentions having a wife in this scroll.
So it's kind of like the Da Vinci Code.
Kind of. And I'm like, look, well, that would explain the crucifixion. Because the Romans said to him, hey, look, you can either, you know, you've been gone for 3 days. You need to go home to your wife or we can crucify you. And Jesus went, well, is it an upside down crucifixion? Or I'll just
hang out with you guys.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't want to.
I'll just hang here.
She's pissed, I'm sure.
I'm far from a biblical scholar, of course, but I do vaguely recall reading something in there about Jesus having fulfilled all of the Lord's commandments while he was here on the earth. And one of the things that God says is you're supposed to be fruitful and multiply. So in order for Jesus to have fulfilled all of his earthly duties, he would have to have gotten married and had kids.
I don't think that's one of the commandments.
Well, not commandments, but one of the Lord's commands to us is to be
fruitful
and multiply.
Multiply does not necessarily mean that you're, you know, sticking your wick in.
That's true. That's true.
I don't know if it says that in the Bible. You shall not stick thy wick.
Fruitful and multiply can also mean that you are spreading the word or spreading the gospel.
Interesting.
I hadn't thought about it. Well, you know, the thing I don't understand is how come every single woman involved in Jesus' life is named Mary?
Hmm. Oedipus.
Yeah, like, you know, because, you know, I think maybe it would just...
Just like every guy in Vietnam was named Joe. Yeah.
Maybe his name was John.
And hey, on that
Joe, note... Come here, Joe.
Come here, Joe. And on that note, we're going to take another break. I am JT Foreman here with Dave Brasseau and Terry Michaels. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back.
Wow, it got hot in here.
This is JT Foreman. I am here with Just Dave and the Beast, Terry Michaels. I'm choking on the potato chip. And we are the Bitter Comics, and we are back. All right, let's start
radio
with Terry.
Appropriate snacks.
That's right, potato chips. Terry.
And red vines.
You've been taking truck driving class. Besides that.
Only to make my dick bigger.
That's right.
By making your testicles smaller, it just looks bigger. Sorry.
Relatively.
That's how it works.
Much larger.
That's right.
You've been taking a truck driving class.
Yes.
How's that going?
Yeah, I failed the test 3 times. Seriously? I have failed the driving test 3 times. Yeah. Let me just say that backing up a diesel tractor with a 35-foot trailer is not as easy as it looks.
I've never thought it looked easy. Actually, it looks really freaking difficult.
And what they require you to do is not even, it has nothing to do with driving a truck. We had a guy that's been driving for 10 years come onto the lot at the school.
Yeah.
Had to take a refresher course. Hit almost every fucking cone. And he says, I never do this stuff. I never have to back up in a little space like this. I never have to do that.
Well, you know, I find the same in the refresher training I get when I go back to work at the IRS at the beginning of each season.
Yeah.
They always give me all these... The practice tax forms are always really fucked up with people screwing their the way they fill it out up and everything. It's all wrong. And if you can get that right, well, the normal ones you're going to see all the time are going to be a breeze. Yeah. And I guess that's probably what they figure. But
in the written part of the Class A driving test, they're all multiple choice. It says, when parking in a parking lot, A, avoid backing if at all possible. B, something else. B, the answer is A. They want you to avoid backing up.
Yes.
But yet the whole fucking test is backing up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of retarded.
It's kind of like when I was a paramedic, when I first went through the training for that, they give you all the patients that are, you know, about to die, and you end up killing a bunch of them, but, you know, they give you freebies in there, too. You know,
yeah,
and after that, they get a little easier.
Yeah, but, you know, that guy was a dick anyway. Yeah.
Some of the guys, you're like, oh, no, you're better off this way. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the county's better off this way, so we're just not going to save you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a homeless dude who'd call for an ambulance twice a day just because he was bored.
No, worst one ever. UMC, when it still used to be open, we were the third ambulance that day to respond for a 16-year-old pregnant gal who thought she was in labor, and literally we pulled in, got her in the ambulance, backed out, and basically turned in the street and drove right into the ambulance bay. We were directly across the street from the ambulance bay. They discharged her twice that day. We were the third unit in, took her up to L&D the third time, and they were like, all right, this time you're staying. It was just abuse, but she wasn't in labor. But she had her Medi-Cal card, so we had to take her.
Wow.
Well, what was the deal? I mean, why didn't they keep her the first time that she went?
She wasn't in labor.
Well, okay, so she said, I'm in labor, for an ambulance.
She thought she's in false labor, and she'd do it. I mean, we had abuse like that all the time. There used to be a guy in Mendota. There's a bar out there in Mendota. It's got a payphone out front. Guy would get drunk. He would call on a Friday or a Saturday night, you know, after on the 1st and the 15th.
I'm going to be hungover.
Well, no, he'd call an ambulance, and he would complain of chest pain and take the ambulance into UMC. And then he would sign out against medical advice, AMA, and he would walk across the street to his girlfriend's house. Okay? And he would pull a unit all the way in. He'd get a ride into town when he was drunk. Okay.
Wow.
And so, so my buddies picked him up one time, and they said, "Yeah." And they
no wonder Republicans hate black people so much.
Well, this guy's Mexican, so it's okay.
Okay. Well, so, he's still a minority.
Yeah. You know.
I'm sorry. That was horrible.
But the thing is, well, there's another apology for next podcast.
I apologize to ambulances. But
the funny thing was is that to black people that are Republicans, you should apologize.
I apologize to Republicans.
So anyway, but they picked this guy up. He's got a leather jacket on. He's got nice slacks, boots on. Trauma shears will cut through frickin' anything, and they cut all his clothes off of him so he couldn't leave the hospital when he got there. And so the next time when they got the call for the guy on a Friday night, they went out there and they're like, "Hey, did you call an ambulance?" He's like, no, not me. he didn't get to go into town that night.
Fucking $200.
That's one way to get him to stop you, cut all his clothes off.
$2,500 ride that we're paying for out of the taxes.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry, went off on a tangent there.
I imagine you must have seen a lot of that kind of stuff when you were.
Saw a lot of abuse. Saw a lot of funny stuff too. You know, one time I was sitting there with my partner, and he goes, "We got this old lady that's called, and it's like, you know, in a retirement community, and it's 4 a.m. Everybody's tired. One of the firemen leans against the wall and hits the dimmer switch over her kitchen table, and the light goes real bright." And my partner goes, "Walk towards the light." And she's like, Did you hear that?
Fuck.
I didn't hear anything, ma'am. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dementia?
Oh, it's hilarious.
Wow.
You guys are horrible human beings.
Yes, we are.
My first day at school, you get your permit, blah, blah, blah. They throw you in the truck.
All right.
Now they're going to teach you how to double clutch. They're going to teach you all this stuff. You're in this huge tractor, you never driven one before.
Yeah.
They don't have you with the trailer at first, do they?
No, no. You're in with the trailer from day one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm driving down like Jensen and Cherry or something like that, just in the middle of nowhere. And this guy, now the truck says, "Student driver, stay the fuck back."
Yeah.
All right? It's, you know, it's got the school emblems over it. It's obvious it's not just a regular truck.
Yeah.
This dickhead pulls out in front of me. Now, those of you that are listening and in this room, do not ever cut off a 18-wheel truck. It will take longer than a football field for that truck to come to a complete stop. You will die. You're done. This fucker cut me off. My first day driving, I didn't even try and stop. My teacher said, "Don't even bother to hit the brakes." Missed him by about 3 feet. I yell out the window, "Nice job, motherfucker," after I lean on the highway horn. My teacher goes, "You're going to fit in just fine. You'll be just fine. Don't worry about it. You're good."
So is being a truck driver just like the movie Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone?
Yeah, I've won seven arm wrestling matches since I've gone to the school. So, yeah. it's good. It's good. My kid doesn't like me anymore. So it's perfect. It's just like the movie.
Well, the only thing I know about truck driving is from two movies. One is Over the Top, and the other one was Convoy.
Oh, what about Smokey and the Bandit?
Yeah,
Smokey and
the Bandit. You know, that movie is more about the Trans Am than anything else. Reed? It's not really about the truck.
Yeah,
Jerry Reed.
Wasn't Any Which Way But Loose? Didn't that have a... Or no, it just had the...
No, that just had the monkey in the pickup.
The orangutan.
And the orangutan. Turn right, Clyde.
Right turn, Clyde.
Yeah, we're old. That is an old reference. Yeah, for those of you that are under 40, sorry.
I remember watching that movie on TV when I was a kid. So,
really? Yeah. Where the orangutan flipped everyone off?
Yeah, the orangutan would flip people off. And the orangutan's name was Clyde. And every time someone would... Clint Eastwood would say, "Right turn, Clyde," he would just punch out the window whoever was standing there. And it was usually a cop.
And that, or one of those gay-looking bikers.
Yeah.
Remember those dudes?
Yeah. Old
lady?
But the bikers were thrilled about that because the bikers in entertainment are a little different now. I've been watching Sons of Anarchy.
That's right, they're hardcore bikers. And by the way, Sons of Anarchy, if you haven't, Juice doesn't die yet. Thank you. Enjoy. Spoiler alert.
That's cold. I've only watched up to the end of season 4 because I don't have cable. I just have Netflix Instant Watch.
Look, Sons of Anarchy is. Guiding Light, General Hospital, any other soap opera except they're on motorcycles. It's the same shit.
Yeah,
well, same formula. I sit with Mike Wirtz and eat bonbons at the airport and watch it and get pissed off. So there you go.
Have you ever watched
the airport?
Yeah, where Mike works. He's got a big, huge HD TV, and that's where we watch it.
Yeah, Mike, he fuels airplanes. Mike Wirtz, he does refueling for airplanes.
At a private, for Signature Airlines. Oh, it's okay. A private aircraft company. Yep, Mike almost has his pilot license. Oh. So, yeah.
Yeah.
He's an intelligent kind of guy.
What do you do? I fuel planes.
I know he's intelligent. I've seen his joke about a grown-up man wearing flip-flops. So I know he's an intelligent guy.
He actually is he's the manager down there. He manages the flight crew and stuff like that. In fact, when Vice President Hopeful, Paul Ryan, came to town through Signature. So I was sitting in a Denny's with him when he got the call from the Secret Service. Because they had to work with him to coordinate everything. So he had to sit there and coordinate everything with the Secret Service, press agents, and I guess it was crazy, plus local press and all this kind of stuff. It was pretty interesting.
Is Paul Ryan as dumb as he looks?
He didn't really get the chance to talk to him. They wouldn't let him near.
Every time I see him on TV, I listen to him spouting talking points, but he just has this blank look in his eyes.
Well, he did.
I used to go out with a girl like that.
Yeah.
every guy used to go out with a girl like that.
And that blank look in her eyes. Here, have another drink.
Every guy who's never gone out with a girl like that wishes he had.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't even need the roofies. So
he did say that there was a female Secret Service agent that he was scared of. He said all the others were just kind of, this guy's going to take a bullet. He looked at this woman, and he looked at her, and he thought, this bitch will shoot me. She was really intense and kind of just,
that's kind of hot. Bit.
Yeah.
As Robin Williams would say, woman in comfortable shoes.
Yeah, exactly. Lesbians.
Still say that's kind of hot.
The comfortable shoes. It's hard to find those. That's it really
true.
Is.
It is true.
That's why I wear slippers.
Cool. Oh, cool. So, all right. So you taking the test three times and failed it. So when do you get to take it again?
I take it again November the 30th, and I will pass it this time.
Cool.
Or I'll shoot that motherfucker. One of the two.
Well, now, what do you blame your difficulties on? Would you say
I choked like a porn star?
Choked like a porn star.
Yeah. There's a lot of cones at the DMV by comparison to the yard where we practice.
Oh, okay.
So you get there and you get a little confused and you're like, well, wait, is it this cone? Which ones am I supposed to? And they'll give you a little information. But I think the DMV, because California needs money, they don't give you proper instruction there because you have to pay $30 every time you come back to retake the test.
Yeah.
Then after three times, you got to pay $60 to re-get your permit. So it's money to them if you don't pass. So, I've done all the obstacles and failed them, so now I know what they all look like.
Well, how much does the license cost once you finally get it, though?
Are we talking including the training and everything?
No, how much every year you have to pay for
I don't. I think it's $60 or something like that. But all in all, it's going to be about $2,000.
Wow. That's
about what it cost me to go through paramedic school.
Yeah, it's a trade school. It's just like anything else.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, unless you're a cosmetologist, and then that cost
$20,000 or some shit like that.
Ridiculous amount of money.
Just so you can go, I don't think that color goes right with your eyes.
Speaking of which, what do you guys think of the new color of my hair tonight?
I'm colorblind.
Okay, there we go. Because I got told, I was asked at an open mic that we did a couple nights ago if I was his father, and I'm like, fuck that, I'm dyeing my hair.
You are my dad?
I swear to God. And the guy out, I'm out in front of the place. And the guy looks at me.
Do we look alike?
And that's what the guy said. He goes, "You guys look alike." And I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Because we're sitting there. And he goes, "Normally I do a joke about old people, but there's no old people here." And there are about 20 people, 30 people in there. They're all in their mid-20s and younger, right? And they all went, "What about him?" And everybody in the place pointed at me. And I'm like, fuck you all, man. Flipped off the whole place.
Well, I don't think you're old.
Joel,
I
mean, you're 39.
40, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, 40. I don't know how old you are.
51, so I had him when I was 11.
Okay, well, see, you're a fucking player. That's what you are.
I'm a player. Right. I did the Jerry Lee Lewis thing, only in reverse.
Ladies.
Ladies.
That's right.
Wow, that's impressive.
He was the guy who had the affair with Mary Kay Letourneau, actually.
Oh, I think that's awesome. So you're fucking the teacher. Attaboy.
You remember her? She had sex with a 13-year-old. You know what they're doing now? They're married. Mary Kay Letourneau and the Hispanic kid that she was having the affair with. They're married now. And for a living, they organize cougar parties.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that just the awesome, the most awesome thing you've ever heard in your entire life? And the amazing thing
is, look at what he learned in school.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's an education that paid off right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it is. Know? I mean, because it led to him being able to form his own business. He's an entrepreneur now directly from the things that he learned. Who says public school doesn't give you a good education that you can
there
use?
There you go. I'm telling you.
You know, my grandfather used to say, find something you love and the money will come later.
Usually we've had to pay the money for that.
Exactly.
You've paid it. I've paid it before a divorce.
Like to thank divorce attorneys everywhere for taking my money. Bastard.
Cunt. Well, see, that's why I'm dating someone who makes more money than me, because when we get divorced.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
You keep talking like that. You want both my pairs of shoes?
Well, hey, I was a paramedic and married a nurse. I did the same thing.
Really?
There you go.
Yeah. I married a divorce lawyer the second time.
Oh, that was a good move.
Did you really? That's fucking hysterical. Rape!
Yeah, it was fucking horrendous. Yeah, she tried to take me for everything I didn't have.
Yeah. Well, that's like the other day. I my block has, or the whole neighborhood has an 2 block sales a year. Big deal. I mean, people come from all over for this thing, right? And I'm like, oh man, and I just moved into the place. I had, you know, all these boxes in the garage and everything. And I went, oh, this would be a good time to go through everything, get rid of the stuff that I don't, you know, my old stuff.
Right.
Then I realized my divorce already did that.
Yeah. That's why I get married. I don't like garage sales.
It's a lot easier than a garage sale. It is.
Oh no, but it was really cool. We had so many people walking up and down the street. I sold dollar tacos, man. I made $100. I swear to God.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm going to remember that next time.
Oh, fucking entrepreneur. This is...
Hell yeah.
Welcome to Career Day at the Bitter
Company. Hey, man. There's certain things that you can do to make a little extra money on the side, and that was one of them. I mean, people are going to be out there anyway, and, you know, I had a few things to sell. I sold tacos instead.
It's better than sucking dick.
And for less
than... Depends how good the tacos are.
You're right. But I was charging $1 for the tacos, so I could have got my dick sucked twice.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
That is a true story.
That is amazing.
I was like, oh my God.
On that note, we're going to take another break real quick. I am JT Foreman here with Dave Brasseau and Terry Michaels. We're the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back.
50 Cent cocksuckers.
Dude, the guy was sitting there.
This is JT Foreman here with Dave Brasseau and Terry Michaels. We're the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, now, Dave.
We're laughing kind of hard. We're not very bitter here, are we?
Now, Dave has this bit. He talks about being propositioned by someone offering to, and I quote,
suck my weenie
for 50 cents. And that leads us right into the list I have for this week.
All right.
From Audi.com, we come with the 8 weirdest things that's ever been traded for sex.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's do
this. It's amazing how we just happen to have that topic right when you're talking
about it. There you go.
Shocking. So here we go. Number one. A woman who offered sex for baseball tickets on Craigslist.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, well, that's... To what game?
Well, World Series, I can understand. Yeah, As a matter of fact, I'd put my wife up there.
talk about taking one for the team.
Was it a double A team?
No.
No Grizzlies.
But it was a doubleheader. I got to blow him, too. Fuck. Yeah, honey, you want a seat, don't you?
That's right.
Where am I in the lineup?
Didn't you want to go to the game with me?
Yeah. Yeah, no shit.
It gives a whole new meaning to the term box seats.
Folks.
All right. Who's on deck?
That's right.
Who's on deck or who's on dick?
Who's on deck and who's in the hole?
That was a curveball.
Well, police say Susan Finkelstein was so desperate to see her beloved... Yeah.
I remember this.
Finkelstein.
So desperate to see her beloved Philadelphia Phillies in the World Series that she offered to exchange sex for tickets. She described herself on Craigslist as diehard Phillies fan, gorgeous, tall, buxom blonde, and there's a picture here. She's kind of hot.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even like baseball. I would have fucked her, probably.
In desperate need of 2 World Series tickets.
Not bad. Okay.
Average. I'd pinch hit her.
Oh!
Yeah, but you don't want to bat cleanup. you want to be the leadoff hitter.
Yeah, definitely.
That's fucking horrible.
What position she play? Catcher.
And now batting 5th in the order.
Coming out of the bullpen.
She may be a catcher, but she's quite the reliever.
Oh!
Police found the ad set up a meeting between her and an undercover officer. At that point, Finkelstein allegedly offered to perform sex acts for seats in the game. The charges were dropped after a 2-year legal battle.
Wow. That's ridiculous. The cops should have gave her the tickets.
I agree.
They just made him blow him.
That's right. Number two, you guys will like this one. A woman offered sex in exchange for 5,000 in-game gold in World of Warcraft.
Joel!
That's right. Oh my God. Joel, I quit playing that game about 6 months ago, and I had somewhere around 25 or 30,000 gold at the time.
Dude, you could have got pussy.
I could have gotten pussy so times. Many times.
Wow.
And the thing is she probably had more facial hair than you.
Well, there's a picture of her here. She a warlock? She's not bad, and if she dressed up, she would probably be kind of hot. It's a little blurry, but you know, you can see she's nice tits. You know, she's kind of young, you know. Body. She's not a model, but I wouldn't turn this down.
Okay. What's the next one?
Well, okay. Well, see, here's the... Yeah, she needed it for a... I love this. She needed it for a flying mount.
She was offering to get, a flying mount?
She was offering to mount in exchange for a mount. A mount in the game, of course, would be this flying animal that you ride around in the game to get around faster.
She's a godly woman named Helen, so she's Mount St. Helens.
Yes, that's right.
I only play Space Invaders. Could I get something for that?
I don't think you can. Yeah, I don't think so. Number three, woman.
Ew. Dun, 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 dun.
New high score.
Yeah. Wow.
Shit. Number three.
Centipede.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
Okay. Number three, a woman who was caught offering sex for 2 McDonald's cheeseburgers.
Fuck yes.
At least she insisted on 2 of them.
Fuck yeah.
She wanted the special sauce.
That's right.
Yes.
What about the fries and the small drink? Because that's only $2.99.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, all right, I'm just going to go on a tangent here for a second.
Uh-oh.
McDonald's has the McDouble. It's $1.
Yes.
Now they have this new, it's a McDouble, but it has lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise on it.
Okay.
$1.99.
Oh.
Lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise adds another $1 to the price.
Yes. Double the price. And I pointed that out to him. I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, so basically your meat or whatever you're calling
meat, you know, the meat-like substance plus the bread
costs less than the tomato and less than the lettuce?
She told you to.
Actually, yeah, it probably does.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the transport of the ground beef is a lot less expensive because you don't have to be careful with it. But tomatoes and lettuce, you can't. You have to keep it refrigerated, not frozen. And then, of course, you have to physically.
She told you to take your McMoney and get the McFuck out of there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I took a McHike.
Yeah. Florida in this
trying to get
Florida.
My $1.50 back from the laundromat still.
Well, you know what, the $1.50, that's still not enough for the McDouble.
I know. I'd have to get the 50 cents from the other guy.
Oh, yeah. This is telling you were dissatisfied with the blow job. Oh. Or I'm sorry, the weenie job, apparently.
The weenie job.
Weenie.
The weenie. I still want to find out where he thought those fries were so good that he would suck a dick for some French fries.
I would like to try those fries. I'm not going to suck a dick for them, but I would like to try those
fries.
That's
a requirement, Joel.
Maybe it gets maybe it gets the taste out of your mouth when you eat the fries.
Maybe so. Well, a Florida detective was trolling for hookers when he pulled up a 47-year-old suspect and asked if she wanted a ride. The woman accepted the offer, got in the undercover vehicle, and, quote, engaged in a conversation about sex. The cop explained that he was looking to fuck and asked the woman if she wanted to help him out with that. The woman, the detective reported, replied that the pair, quote, could go and have sexual intercourse if I bought her 2 double cheeseburgers off the dollar menu at McDonald's. The cop added, I agreed to the deal and purchased the hamburgers for $2.75. Okay, this story is bullshit. The cop made this up for a couple of reasons. One, no whore who's going to go that cheap would use the term sexual intercourse.
She was an undercover cop, too. And a setup.
Number two, 2 double cheeseburgers do not come to a total of $2.75.
Okay.
No, unless you're in a really high tax.
Now who's the detective, bitch? Sorry.
Wow, take it easy, CSI. Fuck. Jesus Christ. You know your McDonald's.
Blood, get the blood pressure cuff. He's probably just blowing a bleb right now.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What's the next one, Joel?
Prostitute who auctioned sex for charity. Yeah. A Chilean prostitute auctioned 27 hours of sex for about $4,000 to raise money for a national charity. 27 hours? Yes.
God damn, that's a chore. I don't have time for that shit.
There are people who are going to be donating money that's a lot more questionable than mine. The only thing I did was publicize it. The money was raised during the 2-day telethon for a charity that helps poor and disabled children. That's nice. Children who are disabled because their mother was a crack whore, like the woman who's trying to raise money to give to the poor and disabled.
And the children were all in wheelchairs and got to watch.
That's right. Yay. Oh, God. That's called a suckathon, not a telethon.
Yeah. Number five, the prostitute who traded sex for Frito-Lay chips.
Fuck yeah. Are we eating Frito-Lays right now?
Yeah, well, we're eating Lay's lightly salted potato chips.
That's Lay's. Lay's, right. I am not sucking.
Yeah, shit. It's Lay's.
Frito's Lay's. Frito's Lay's.
Was it the small bag or the big bag?
Here they had Oklahoma City resident.
They had the chili. Oh,
Lahuma Sue Smith, age 36, played no contest to prostitution charge that she traded sex for a box of Frito-Lay chips. Okay, the box that they're showing here is one of those 50 count of the classic mix. You know, they got some Fritos, and they got some Doritos, and they got some chips.
For the kids' lunches.
Yeah, I mean sour cream and onion, and what the fuck?
That's right.
I mean, that's some good shit right
That's
there.
Right.
Yeah. Now, if they would have thrown in that
Chive talking.
That combo pack of all the little cereals.
Ooh.
You know, the Fruit Loops and all that. Oh, fuck yeah. That's
you
at least.
You got a twofer.
That's right. That's a hand job and a rim job.
Yummy. Number six, a student offered a hand job in exchange for tickets to see a panda.
To see a panda?
A Craigslister.
To see a panda?
To see a panda.
As I thought you were going to say to see bear. A band or whatever, but no, you're to see a panda.
A panda.
There's Ling and Ming or whatever those are.
This poor blind motherfucker.
In a highly dubious post, but perhaps serious offer, a Craigslister seeks out a very Washington-specific form of gratification. What? If you can get me, quote from the ad here, if you can get me a ticket to see Taishan between now and December 30th, I will, I can't believe I'm saying this, give you a hand job. With my hands. Is there another way to give a hand job?
With your feet, apparently.
That's a foot job. Okay. It's not a hand job. Well, if you're going to call it a hand job.
Well, you can use somebody else's hand.
That's true. How about this?
Got a cadaver hand, or you're like, oh, here, I'll use my son's hand, and I'll guide it.
Oh.
I'm getting disgusting tonight, so.
Wow. Well,
there was the line.
Continuing with the text here.
Yes, my name is Danny Midge.
And I approve this message.
Well, the ad continues. Maybe, if you are cute, a BJ. I am serious about this. I really want to see this panda. Okay, so how would you feel about yourself if you showed up, gave her the tickets to see the panda, and said, sorry, you're not cute enough, just a hand job, you don't get the blowjob.
Oh, so now you're worried about self-esteem.
Oh, no, yeah, no, she was talking about him being cute.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yes.
You know, I mean, if somebody showed up that was like some 400-pound guy that, you know, you got to lift some sweaty gut up, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I think hand job would be more than sufficient.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's going the extra mile.
Or maybe she's talking about how cute the panda is.
Maybe.
You know, I bet she could get in if she offered the panda a hand job.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when I was in Amsterdam, I saw some magazines at an adult bookstore in the Red Light District, where they had chicks giving head to chimpanzees and
guys
fucking chickens, chicks getting fucked by giant hogs and, you know, all this kind of stuff. I mean, just weird, kinky stuff. So I would imagine that somebody would definitely, you could get a woman to blow a panda.
Then why were you telling us stories about paramedics when you had stories like that?
Sorry, man.
Well, let's start this podcast.
Lucy K has this bit where he talks about, if no one had ever told you it was wrong to have sex with an animal, would you know it was wrong? Because he's like, if no one had ever told me that it was wrong to have sex with a monkey, I'd probably fuck two a day.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's horrendous, Joel.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you guys see that video where that monkey grabs that toad and wedges the mouth open and friggin' beats off with the toad? Have you seen that?
Oh, it's on YouTube. I have not seen that.
That is on YouTube, and it's a bunch of moms with their kids at the zoo, and the moms are freaking laughing hysterically, but don't put the camera down, and the monkey is actually basically getting a blowjob from a toad.
Wow, poor Kermit.
Oh, Kermie.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I'll put a link to that in the show notes if I can find it.
Yeah. No, there's plenty. I mean, it's actually happened more than once. I mean, there's a lot of them on there.
I'll put a link to in the show notes to one of them.
Not to hang out with chimpanzees.
Yeah. That's Mr. Toad's wild ride right there.
Usually people just lick the toad this motherfucker. Yeah.
That's pretty high, yeah. Well, supposedly this woman who wanted to see the panda was a graduate student at a major zoological organization. So we're not sure why she needed leverage, but, you know.
She just wanted there to suck a dick.
Get a grip.
Okay, number seven.
Number seven.
The overnight millionaire who offered daily oral sex for the rest of his life in exchange for $2 million. There was when the Facebook IPO came out, there was a graffiti artist who had exchanged like $50,000 worth of work in exchange for part of the company, and then when it went public, his part of it got sold and he got $200 million.
Wow.
So, prick. He said, "Well, all right, well, I'll pay $2 million to a woman who's going to give me a blowjob every day for the rest of my life."
Okay. You know what? If I was that woman, I would give him one blowjob, shoot him in the head. He got it every day for the rest of his life. She'd be out. First of all, she invests the money. She'll be out in a certain amount of time. She can claim it was self-defense.
He was raping her.
And she might be in for 7 years, 2 years for good behavior, something like that. And she's got $2 million. She sucked one dick, and she's retired.
But then she's going to lick pussy for 7 years.
That's true.
You know what?
All right.
I would lick pussy for 7 years.
I would
suck the guy's dick one time to shoot him in the head. I mean, come on, for $2 million?
Wow.
let's just look at it. I mean, hey,
you're just saying, a whore, Dave.
I apparently I am now. And you know what? I'm not proud, but it's $2 million, and if you got a problem with that, you know what? Blow me. For a million.
Well, oh, okay, you know what? He didn't make this offer. A woman made the offer to him.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, it's got to be the other way around.
I got a text from a woman I haven't spoken to in 5 years, and she offered me oral sex every day for the rest of my life for $2 million. Just out of the blue. It was out of nowhere, and I was like, what the hell is happening? You know, here's the thing, though, because we've talked about this show before. Like, what would you do if you won a bunch of money in the lottery? And I've told you my plan would be to build a house next door to the Bunny Ranch. It would cost a lot less than $2 million, and you could get sex every day for the rest of your life. You know, you've heard of people with $5,000 a day cocaine habits. I would have a $5,000 a day pussy habit.
Absolutely.
So he doesn't need to give her the $2 million.
Have you? Yeah. I've been in it. It's too expensive for me.
Oh, no, I did it. My buddy and I were – this is back right out of high school. My buddy and I were going up to go skiing in Idaho, Wyoming, and Utah, and we were doing blow all the way up there. We got to the Mustang Ranch. We walk in. It's a funny story. I mean, we walk in, and he immediately sees this gal and takes off with her, right? Well, I didn't see anybody I like, but then I was like, all right, well, if I'm going to do this, it's almost like the dwarf midget story. I'm going to go all the way. So I picked this black chick, and I'm like, all right, come on.
Word.
So, word.
Amen.
So we
hallelujah.
So we walk back. Great, this is on a podcast. We walk back to the room, and they have to check it. You have to yank on yourself. I had just gone to the bathroom, so I had a little bit of seepage that came out. And she goes, we got to go back. She's walking me back to the bar. I get a bloody nose from all the coke we've been doing. And so I'm in the bathroom for the longest time holding this. I finally get done. I come out. Here's this guy that looks just like Jamie Lee Curtis. Rocking body. And I'm like, let's go. Get in there. She's going at it. I've done so much, I can't get it up. And she's like, you're going to, and she tells me, she goes, you need to concentrate. So I'm like, trying to make something happen. Nothing happens. Finally, she tells me, I can't perform miracles. And I'm like, okay, fine, I'm out of there. I come out, my buddy's waiting for me. We leave, and he goes, dude, you're in there a long time. You do okay? I said, no, I couldn't get it up at all. He goes, me either. And he goes, I gave her an extra $20 and told her to put her heart into it.
Wow.
True story.
So the guy didn't do it?
It didn't say whether he did or not.
He did it.
No, he didn't do it because he reported it.
So I would have reported and said, fuck you guys, I did it.
Well, you know, there are places in the country where that would be a legal contract that you can do. So
sure.
All you'd have to do is travel to that place, sign the contract, and away you go.
Yeah.
But
it's nice. Which,
you know, it said it was a girl he hadn't spoken to for 5 years. There's probably a reason they broke up, so.
Yeah, she probably wouldn't suck his dick.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you know how you always wanted me to suck your dick while we were dating? Well, now that you're rich.
Guess what? I wouldn't suck your dick for $1 million, but $2 million.
Yeah. There was a news story I did on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
And what's she going to do? He breaks the contract.
Guy won like $30 million in the lottery like a couple days after his girlfriend dumped him.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
Perfect. Fuck yeah.
That is perfect.
Well, there was the... They always talk about, I forget who talked about this. It was Survived by Wife. It's always Survived by Wife. One of the comics did this. And this guy left his wife and said...
her a note or some shit?
Well, said, I'm leaving you. And he left the apartment and he was downstairs and she threw herself off the balcony and so depressed and everything. Didn't want to live. She was trying to commit suicide. Landed on him, killed him. Survived by Wife.
Wow.
So, anyway.
Thanks for bringing up the podcast, Dave. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a break real quick, and then we'll come back.
We got number 8 to do.
When we come back, we'll have the final one on the list.
The final one.
I am J.T. Foreman here with Dave Brasseau and Terry Michaels. We are the Bitter Comics, and we will be right back.
Pussy for money.
This is J.T. Foreman. I am here with Just Dave and the Beast, Terry Michaels. We're the Bitter Comics.
Sorry, I found a frog.
You are a beast. You are a beast.
Ribbit. Right.
Well,
fuck it.
Yeah,
it's weird when they
ribbited
croak.
For her pleasure. For his pleasure.
Yeah. you blow up the neck on it. Well, I guess he just came.
I got me a croak job.
Croak job. All right. The final.
No, that's deep croak.
Deep croak. The final one on our list of strange things traded for sex. We've had like 3 people trade stuff for McDonald's food. I think this is the 3rd person trading for McDonald's food.
McDonald's
this is a woman was arrested for offering sexual favors in exchange for chicken McNuggets.
Oh man.
I hope she at least got the 20 piece. That's a nice share. He got 1 piece and she got the 20.
Good ratio.
A lot of sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah. Khadija Basir of Los Angeles was seen opening customers' car doors in the McDonald's drive-thru at 1700 block of Olive Avenue in Los Angeles.
Khadija?
K-H-A-D-I-J-A-H. Khadija?
Khadija.
Khadija Basir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Bazir? She sounds like she's Indian.
She's arrested on suspicion of prostitution.
That's why she's
suspicion?
She was Indian, and that's why she'd get the McNuggets. She couldn't get the hamburgers.
That's right. That's true. It would have been against her religion.
Yeah.
And they didn't have cayenne sauce. Or what do they call that?
Curry.
Curry sauce. That's right. Can you give me some curry sauce?
Can you curry a favor?
No, but you can fuck this frog.
Ribbit.
This guy sees those videos and lick it. Fuck it, folks.
That list of the 8 weirdest things, people, 8 weirdest stuff people have tried to trade for sex is on Audi.com. I'll put a link to that in the show notes.
Not even an iPhone.
I mean, know.
You would think if somebody wanted an iPhone, they said, look, I'll blow you for an iPhone. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was all cheap stuff. You know?
So, what? Okay, I guess what's the. What have you guys been able to offer a woman to have sex?
All my fucking possessions.
Well, I mean, maybe a little less than that, something a little bit different. Less.
I'm saying that's what it's cost me.
You're an expensive lady.
Yeah,
bitch.
Love.
Oh,
fuck. God damn. I don't know. I mean, I've never offered something for sex in that manner.
Okay.
You know, I've never been, I'm going to trade you this for sex. It's never been explicit like that.
You take a girl out to dinner or something like that, you expect to
fuck
have.
Fuck
yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Or drinks or whatever.
I expect them to actually have some interest. They may decide after the date it just didn't work out, but it seemed like most of the time after that first date, it's like they knew they weren't really interested. They were just going out for the free for the free meal.
Right.
So absolutely. It's not that I was expecting to have sex, but I was expecting them to actually be interested in me, not to be just using me for free
I'll
dinner.
I'll make them sign a contract. Yeah, that's what I do. I said, look, you sign here. Yeah, we're gonna go to dinner at such and such place in this movie, and then you're gonna fuck me.
I want to feel like I have a shot, I guess.
There you go. Yeah. And you just ask them, like, do I have a shot, or you know, am I just shooting in the wind?
Well, I mean, that's why I say that dating is like a combination of gambling and prostitution, because you spend a bunch of money and you might have sex, and that's why it's called getting lucky.
You know what the key is? You bring a frog with you.
I'll have to remember to bring the frog. That's the weirdest condom I've ever seen.
Why does it have legs?
It's riveted for her pleasure.
Kicks yeah. like that.
It's riveted.
It's riveted
for your pleasure.
For your pleasure. That's right.
I'm Terry Michaels. I approve this message.
Well, let's do a couple of the news stories real quick before we go. One, I just want to talk briefly about David Petraeus. He wasn't actually forced to resign, but he volunteered his resignation after it was came out that he was having an affair. He's married and he was having sex with someone else.
Can I say this real quick about this?
Go for it.
All right. You know what it takes to become a fucking general?
A lot.
You know how many bullets you got to dodge to become a fucking general? I don't care if the guy got his dick sucked on the White House lawn. That man saved more lives than probably anybody in the United States. If he wants to fuck with his biographer, leave him the fuck alone. It's these bitches that put it on the news that make it a big deal. This has happened for years and nobody gave a shit.
Well, he actually was TMZ. No longer in the army. He's retired from the
right.
army. This happened, and then it's like, okay, retired from the army. Now here's a civilian job. You're a head of the CIA.
But you know what?
That's not a civilian job. Head of the CIA is not. Yeah. That's still a government.
Well, job. It's a government job, but it's not. It's not. It's not military.
If a guy comes home from
it is covert enough to be able to kill you at a moment's notice.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not military though, because like, if he were still in the army, he'd be facing up to a year in jail.
Yeah,
it's Article 134 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It is actually against the law to cheat on your wife or husband.
You know what? If you you leave military service, you fulfill your contract, you've done your time, and you go and you commit a felony somewhere, every judge in the world says, we will take your service to our country into account when we decide whether to charge you or not. Yeah. How come that doesn't account for him?
Why wouldn't it be just like the gay stuff? Don't ask, don't tell.
Because some jealous cunt decided she wanted to go and blab her mouth.
How do you really feel about that?
That's
exactly well, I don't think that Americans really care have any problem with a spy getting laid, especially considering that the 50th anniversary of James Bond was on the exact same weekend. And the latest James Bond movie came out that weekend. You know,
I think they just threw him under the bus.
Well, no, actually, he volunteered his resignation.
No, you don't think he wasn't talked to about that?
No, I don't.
You don't think that came from above?
No, I don't.
As you know what came from above? She did. Oh! No. Ribbit.
No, I don't think it came from above. And I think that if he had not volunteered his resignation, it wouldn't have been asked for.
Well, Obama did say he really liked it.
He's in he's working for Obama, so a Democratic president is his boss, and the Republicans like being known as the you know, big in favor of the military, so they're not going to risk their own reputation as being in favor of the military by going after him. So if he had not done anything, if he had not resigned voluntarily, he'd still be in that position.
And if Bill Clinton were president, he would have high-fived him.
Yeah, probably. But, I mean, the whole reason this came out is because some other woman, not the woman, this girl Jill Kelly, not the woman that he was having an affair with, started receiving emails that she considered threatening from the woman that was having the affair, and she had a friend in the FBI that she asked to look into it, and so the FBI started looking into that, into those emails.
Enter jealous cunt.
Yeah, enter jealous cunt. And the FBI agent who was doing the investigation had to be taken off of the investigation because he started sending shirtless photos to Jill Kelly, the woman who said she was receiving the threatening emails.
You know what? The government's not getting laid. We need to get this taken care of. We need to send out some frogs and some hookers.
Apparently, we need to send them down to South America.
Or McDonald's.
That's right.
Or send them to McDonald's in L.A.
I've got McNuggets.
Nuggets.
I've got fudge.
And before we go, one last thing.
If you're a jealous cunt, And
you're a jealous cunt.
And your friend is fucking a former general, and you're just jealous, and you want to cause some shit. Shut the fuck up. Seriously. I'm sorry. Was that not the message?
No, that was actually pretty clear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
concise,
well.
Not the message, but a concise one.
Well, you know, along the same lines as jealous cunts, sushi-flavored cologne.
Oh,
or sushi, yes. Sushi-scented cologne by Demeter. Yes.
Brought to you by softball teams everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Why would anyone want to make a raw fish? Yeah. No.
Wow.
I don't know. My girlfriend likes sushi. Maybe I should try this stuff.
Sushi-scented cologne?
Yeah, sushi-scented cologne. That's right.
Yeah, all the guys will be buying it. The high school kids will be putting on their fingers and like, look what I got, man.
Yeah. It's
39. That's not sushi. That's Susie.
Yeah. Ooh, it's a fish roll.
Well, it's $39.50 per 4-ounce bottle. So it's actually cheaper than sushi is.
That's true. Or it's 2 cheeseburgers.
In paradise. Yes, I can't believe I didn't think of that when we were talking about it before. Talk about 2 cheeseburgers in paradise. Oh, I'm going to have to edit that into the earlier part of the podcast.
In paradise, 2 cheeseburgers and a happy ending is 2 cheeseburgers.
All right, you guys missed it. Terry Michaels and his wondrous singing voice singing 2 cheeseburgers in paradise.
2 cheeseburgers to paradise. There you go. I held out that note right there.
You know, I can't.
Good. Liked the vibrato on the voice too.
It was all right.
I can't believe I didn't think of that when we were talking about that earlier. It fits so easily. It just I'm disappointed in myself.
We
I'm
were
just,
0 for 3 here for a long time here.
That's true.
That's right. We didn't think of it either.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, that's our show for tonight. Hey, do you guys got anything you want to plug? Anything coming up soon? You're going to be performing at the DMV at least a couple more times. Sorry. That was really fucked up.
That was fucking penetrating.
Oh, not only did he stick the knife in, he twisted it.
I'm sorry.
Damn.
I feel bad.
Ever since you got a girlfriend, you're a cocky motherfucker.
Damn. I'm sorry. I felt bad about that right after I said it, too.
I will be at Teasers December the 7th at the Headliner Show.
All right, cool. The World Tea Market, December 7th. That's the first Friday of the month.
Yes, and I will be performing at the DMV November the 30th, where I will be backing over at least 3 or 4 cones.
Awesome. Dave, you got anything exciting coming up?
November 30th and December 1st, I'll be at Mother Mary's Pizza with Rudy Moreno.
Oh, cool.
The Latin Godfather of Comedy, featuring for him 2 nights. Wednesday the 5th. I'll be at Old Town Saloon.
December 5th.
December 5th with Rick Ramos.
That's in Clovis, right?
In Clovis. And then on the 6th at Shamrock's Irish Pub in Bakersfield with Rick Ramos again. And then on the 7th with Terry at Teasers getting our $30 tea cards.
Yeah.
Hey, that's actually really good. I like the peach tea there. That's good stuff.
That sounds pretty gay.
I did the show...
For a guy that talks about fucking frogs, you really don't have anywhere to go there. Yeah.
Ribbit.
Gay versus bestiality. There you go.
And that's why you call him the beast. He'll fuck a frog.
The beast. That's right. Come here, motherfucker.
Well, hey, guys. Thanks a lot for doing the show. I really appreciate it. I am JT Foreman. I am here with Dave Brasseau and Terry the Beast Michaels. Yeah. Dave, just Dave Brasseau, and Terry the Beast Michaels. We are the Bitter Comics, and I will talk to you next week. Peace.
Peace.